Welcome to Talking Walking's 5-year walking forecasts. I'm Andrew Stuck, the producer of Talking Walking. To mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking, we asked thought leaders to make their 5-year predictions about the state of walking in the fields in which they work and the places where they live. Respondents were asked to call a Skype number to lead their forecast, identifying who they were, what work they were doing that revolved around walking, and what their forecast was for walking in the next 5 years. We recorded these voice messages and reproduced them here. The voice you are about to hear belongs to Peter Tombrowski, an independent filmmaker from Calgary in Canada, whose family has lived without a car in one of North America's most car-dependent cities. Earlier this year, his documentary entitled Carless in Calgary became available on the internet.
Hi. My name is Peter Tombrowski, and I am an independent filmmaker from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. My family has lived without a vehicle in Calgary for the past 15 years. I recently completed my first feature film called Carless in Calgary. The documentary looks at the complexity of the North American car culture through a variety of personal perspectives, with Calgary's car-centric urban sprawl providing the setting. You can check out the film's official trailer at carlessincalgary.com and watch for the film to be released online in late 2013. As far as my prediction for walking in the next 5 years, well, after spending a year working on the documentary, I think any success will have towards getting more people walking more often in Calgary will be unfortunately quite slow. Citizens and municipalities generally talk about infrastructure when they talk about making necessary changes. However, I think that as long as we're putting the focus on reshaping the infrastructure, then we're missing out on other opportunities to get more people walking. I believe one of the ways involves working with infrastructure as it is already in place. In other words, we, the citizens, have to be willing to go for a walk on our own initiative with whatever resources already in existence in our cities, without waiting for municipalities to do something to make walking more attractive to us. So in the next 5 years, the question for me is, are we willing to walk more on our own? As long as we're waiting for municipalities to give us better or more complete infrastructure, then walking will largely remain confined to nice weather and ideal neighborhoods. Thank you.
You've been listening to a 5-year walking forecast to mark the 5th anniversary of Talking Walking. This forecast was made by Peter Tombrowski, an independent filmmaker from Calgary in Canada. To learn more about Peter's work, his documentary, Carless in Calgary, and the topics he mentions in his forecast, follow the links on the talkingwalking.net website. Do revisit talkingwalking.net, where you'll find free podcast interviews of artists, activists, and professionals from the world of walking, and of those of us who have a passion for just taking a walk. Talking Walking and the 5-Year Walking Forecast are written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited in London. Our artwork was created by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music was composed and performed by Simon Sanders